I'm always on the computer, at least 16 hours a day. I watch movie trailers, read reviews, listen to my favorite jams, and shop on Amazon. To me, it's freedom. You can find anything you want on the internet. No filters, no restraints. That's why I love it. That's why I can't get enough of it. From the time I wake up to the time I go to sleep, that bright green computer light is flashing. That is music from The Matrix, a science fiction movie where all humans are plugged into a cyberspace world. I never really thought what it would be like to not be plugged in, to not have the internet, because it plays such a large part in how I live my life. It seems like the internet is everywhere, so you never stop to think about people who don't have it.
I was in Miss Matori's class. We had this poetry project we had to finish.
My friend, Maurice Morris, is a junior at Dudley High School. Last year, he didn't have a computer or internet access.
I had to walk all the way to the library while it was cold, and I had to type it up, and then I had to actually pay to print, which, in my family, that's a lot of money.
The digital divide is the gap between those who have internet access and those who don't. It's like the gap between Maurice and I. It's easier for me to turn in my schoolwork on time, whereas Maurice usually turns his in late.
It's about opportunity.
Michael Abensauer is the executive director of the Cramden Institute, a nonprofit that refurbishes donated computers. They give the computers to honor roll students who wouldn't otherwise have the hardware. He sees the effects of the digital divide daily.
If you have a computer and you have access to the internet, you have opportunity for yourself and your family. You can go find a job, you can do research, you can help your children with homework. Concretely, it means that folks who don't have computers and don't have that access are always going to be a huge step behind everybody else who does.
1 in 5 people in North Carolina don't have internet access. And for those who do, it could be through a cable modem, dial-up, or cell phone. Not all internet access is equal. According to Abensauer, one of the biggest obstacles is that people don't have the hardware. Abensauer says cost is another issue. My family pays $70 a month to Clearwire for high-speed wireless access. Not everybody can afford that, and sometimes we have trouble paying the bill. But there are companies like Comcast and Time Warner Cable who have programs to help low-income families get broadband access. And there's a third issue that bars people from getting onto the information superhighway.
You find that in rural counties across North Carolina, there's something called the last mile or the final mile, which means that an internet service provider will lay out optic and wire and everything you need to connect to the internet. But sometimes you have people who live kind of far away from that backbone. And it costs so much to get that last mile to connect them. So these people, usually they're in rural counties, will not have internet access because they simply can't get on, even if they did have a computer at home.
With the introduction of smartphones, the digital divide has changed. It's no longer just about access, but about what kind of access. 55% of people who have cell phones use them as their primary way of getting onto the internet.
Generally, it's how you use the internet. Do you use the internet to create, or do you use the internet to consume? And cell phones are more geared towards internet consumption.
A study by the Pew Research Center found more minorities use their cell phones to access the internet than whites, which is creating a new kind of digital divide. I feel more for my friend Maurice, knowing what he went through. With technology getting more integrated into day-to-day life, it's going to get even harder for people who don't have access to keep up. Now when I see that green computer light flashing, I appreciate what I have. For Radio 101, I'm Naquan McGirt.